Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us from Hospice of Helping Hands in downtown West Branch is Leslie Kenny. How are you today, Leslie?
I'm doing great. How are you, Kevin?
I'm doing well, thank you. Well, this is kind of the calm before the storm for you, because starting this afternoon, you guys start taking donations for the 15th annual yard sale for Hospice, right?
That's right. It's the big day. It's July 30th, and we're accepting donations starting at 2 o'clock today for our annual hospice yard sale. Everything but clothes, and there's a few other things that you can check out on our website that are kind of different and odd. But it's going to be from now until the sale, which starts September 6th. We'll be collecting on Tuesdays and Thursdays. On Tuesdays from 2 to 6 p.m., and on Thursdays from noon to 5 p.m.
All right, and those are the days all the way through until the event, and as you mentioned, not everything are you taking. Clothes, I know, is one of them, and I think the last time I talked to you, you said like pickup toppers. You don't take those either.
We don't take pickup toppers or vinyl records.
Or vinyl records.
But like I said, it's very strange things usually that people are like, well, why would somebody do that? Except for the records are kind of common nowadays.
Right.
But, you know, if you're nervous about something, then go check it out on the website. There's a very small list, but absolutely no clothes. There are lots of other charities that take clothes in town, and our sale is quite large, and we couldn't handle it if we took clothes.
Very good. All right. Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah, because I know at my house alone, we got a ton of clothes that we could easily give away. So I can imagine how many people bringing how much clothes. Yeah, you'd have to have a whole nother building just with clothes in it, I guess.
Now, we would.
Speaking of buildings, where are you taking the donations?
Donations can be taken directly to the old West Branch Industries building, which is a half mile east of West Branch on M55. It sits back just a bit off the road. It's a big orange warehouse building.
Okay.
Next to Great Lake Shredding. So the Great Lake Shredding sign you'll see. You'll probably see other cars coming in and backing up right to the door where we have volunteers who will unload your vehicle.
Okay.
However, please know that we cannot do pickups. We do have the drop-off location with two different days during the week, but we cannot come and do a pickup at your house.
Okay, so. Yeah, fair enough. So find your way over there. You're going to anyway, because that's also where the big sale is held next month, right?
That's right. It's going to be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of September 6th, 7th, and 8th, and all the times are on our website.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful website, I'm telling you.
It is,
and,
I know.
It's such a nice big sale. People really look forward to this event. I start getting calls at our office around April to make sure people can get it in their calendar.
Wow. Yeah, Friday 9 to 7, Saturday 9 to 6, and then Sunday, which is bag day. A dollar a bag is 10 to 3, so you got all kinds of time to head on over there and pick up some unique treasures.
That's right. And like I said, you know, it's such a unique sale, and that's part of the reason why we've not accepted clothes.
Yeah.
We're able to collect such a variety of different things from people, and this really is a great way for those people who want to make a contribution to our agency and recognize the need that we have to provide hospice care in this area to those without insurance. This is a way for them to give back if they don't have cash that they can give. They
right.
can give items, and then we can resell them in the sale. And it's a great feel-good thing for people who are donating items or coming back and buying items. And people love it. It's like a big treasure hunt, and it is very, very large. So people who haven't been there, I do have some pictures on the website.
Oh.
I know it's really hard to imagine in your head when I say yard sale how large this really is. So please do go on the website and check out the pictures. It'll give you a better idea.
And very good. And as you mentioned, this is a big fundraiser for Hospice of Helping Hands. Once again, we can't stress enough, you guys are a nonprofit organization.
That's right. All our proceeds will help our patients and families. As a nonprofit, we're able to do a little bit different things for patients that are not standard between all hospices.
Yeah.
If there is a need, we really try to make sure that that patient has everything they need. So if they need a lift chair, then we provide a lift chair. If somebody that can't obtain insurance, then we provide care regardless. And we're very, very proud of that. We've been in business for over 30 years as a nonprofit hospice, and to be able to say that we haven't had to turn anyone away is remarkable, and we could not do it without the community support that we have.
You bet. The hospice yard sale is coming up in September 6th, 7th, and 8th, but today is the first day that they start taking donations. It starts this afternoon from 2 until 6. And Leslie, Kenny, if they want more information about this event or anything else you guys do, again, you've mentioned it a couple of times, that website, the best place to go.
It is www.hospiceofhelpinghands.com. Or you can always call our office.
Yes.
We have a wonderful lady answering the phone, and our number is 1-800-992-6592.
Very good. Public Relations Coordinator for Hospice of Helping Hands, Leslie Kenny. Leslie, thank you for joining us, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again in the very near future to talk about more of those great events there with Hospice of Helping Hands.
Thank you, Kevin.